swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Support at WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Gotta talk to the people. Hello, good morning, morning. Ron, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was asking, could anybody hear me? And I couldn't get no answer.
Oh, we were saying yes. You couldn't hear us, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
It's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood.
Yep, like Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Community Question Comment, Friday edition. And today, we're going to go down memory lane a little bit here. Mm-hmm. All right. 48 years worth of memory lane. Because we're having our 48th anniversary party tonight at Martin Frost Wings. I'm sure a lot of you folks are signed up to be there. A lot of our programmers will be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, yes, you will.
I'll be there. Sorry. I apologize.
And it's going to be a wonderful event. Mayuki Williams, our interim general manager, is going to come on and tell us a little bit more about that. We do have tickets still available for those who would like to come on out tonight. And that's going to be at Martin's Crosswinds. Okay, Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt, Maryland. The address is 7400 Greenway Center Drive, Greenbelt, Maryland. Starts at 6:30, and it's food and fun, and it's going to be a real nice affair. So we're going to tell you more about that and how you can still get a ticket if you'd like to come on out tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see Chip and the Mrs.
That's right. She told me this is a big event. I got to wear shoes. It's a big event.
or polish your feet.
That's right.
Right. And today, because we are, you know, acknowledging 48 years of existence on air, we are, you know, there's been some great people to come through these doors, come over these airwaves. And, you know, some of these people, I'm sure a lot of you miss. some are still here. And, you know, we want to give you an opportunity to acknowledge, you know, one of your favorite programmers over the years, you know, because once again, we got 48 years of history under our belts. Is Miyuki there?
Oh, okay, cool.
Excellent. And so, you know, we'd like for you to share some of your stories about, you know, some of your favorite programmers. The list is many because, once again, 48 years is a lot of history. You know? And, you know, we want you to think about it and, you know, give us a call for a community watching comment and share, you know, your thoughts about one of your favorite programmers, you know, past and present. So that's what we want to do today, because once again, this station was built one brick at a time, one broadcast at a time. And for 48 years, we have existed. And for 48 more, you know, we want to be there. We want to be there for the future and the present.
That's right.
All right. So the number to call is 202-588-0893. That's our community watch and comment line. And, you know, share your thoughts about, you know, one of your favorite programmers. The Miyuki is going to join us in a moment. Oh, good. Excellent. Good morning. Good morning, Miyuki.
Good morning. How are you today?
All right. Doing all right. Yeah, Miyuki is our interim general manager, and she's going to tell us more about this event, acknowledging 48 years. 48 years of broadcasting. 48 uninterrupted years.
That's it.
And that's really important that we're here. And through the engine, the gas or the energy of an incredible amount of volunteers who've given of their time, of their talent, of their passion to make this happen, and individual listeners who have given us $1 at a time and enabled us to get to this place. Because without a vast number of listeners, like the people listening right now who invest, who commit and support WPFW, we would not be here. And we're so grateful that we want to just take a moment to acknowledge this milestone and lift everybody up and acknowledge it. We're recognizing particular Von Martin, who started WPFW, who dropped the first needle on the album back in those days and got us on the air. And we want to acknowledge him for his service. We also want to acknowledge the service of Joyce and Dory Ladner for the work that they've done. And there's a new award recognizing intergenerational contributions, not only for doing community work, but doing work that uplifts the whole country. And so we're recognizing them. We'll also be recognizing this evening Ayanna Gregory. She's going to get the first Askia Muhammad Award. And that's for someone who's an artist and activist in the spirit of Paul Robeson, and use their art to make the world better for everyone, to find justice and peace for all. And so we're going to recognize her as well. And we also want to do special recognition for Mrs. Gloria Turner, who has been a stalwart for WPFW ever since her husband, Nat Turner, was with the station, has been serving on the LSB and contributing so much to WPFW on a continuous basis. We just want to recognize her as well. So we're making space where it's going to be a wonderful buffet, and then there's going to be a cash bar. We start promptly. We ask people to be there promptly at 6:30, because we're going to start at 7 o'clock. We've got Taskmaster, wonderful production person, Katia Stitt, running the event. And so we know that she's going to keep things going on time. We have a full night. We have the incredible Navasha Dea singing and doing song. And then we have the incredible, we have, we're having some phone issues right now. Having some incredible, I was on the phone and I was cut off. And so we don't know what's going on with that. But we have the wonderful James Funk, who's going to help exercise a lot of toxins out of bodies because he will make you sweat. So but you have to have your good shoes on, Chip. Have your good, your pretty but comfortable shoes so that you can hang with us. So we're just looking forward to seeing everybody, just taking a moment and bringing community and fellowship together to celebrate not only WPFW, but each other. It's been a long road and there's still challenges before us, but together, you know, we can overcome and we can ensue and make everything better together. And that's the whole purpose of us coming together. It's going to be at Martin's Crosswinds. And we look forward to seeing you over there. We're going to stop ticket sales online at noon. So right after your show, it's all over. And there we are. So because we're already a bit oversold, but we know, you know, a lot of people were very generous. They just donated. They couldn't come for whatever reason, but they donated generously just to the station and helped us and helped some of the people who may not have been able to do that. And we're working together and we look forward to seeing you. So again, tickets stop at 12 o'clock. So you got 50 more minutes to go to WPFW-FM to get your tickets, WPFWFM.org to get your tickets. And after that, hopefully we will see you there. I look forward to seeing everybody there. And I look forward to seeing your pretty shoes, Chris. I'm sorry.
Well, everyone does it because Chris is my son, so you're used to saying.
Oh, well, see, that's what thank you for my way out. I have to
let me ask you this, Miyuki, real quick.
Say what?
Let me ask you this. Are there going to be ticket sales at the door?
There are a few people who've called ahead of time, and I said that those people could do it. We're trying to limit that because we don't want people to be stuck at the door, you know, doing a lot of work. We're just hoping to check and get right in. So we're trying to stop the ticket sales at noon online. But if people call or they indicate that, you know, that's the only way they could do it, of course, we're not going to try to turn anyone away. But we are a bit oversold right now, and we just want to make sure that everybody's comfortable, that there's enough food for everybody, and everyone has enough room to have a great time. So I encourage people that, you know, just go online and do whatever they want to do. But again, I don't, that's a good question, Ron. But again, I don't want, you know, we don't want to have tons of people at the door. We don't want to have to worry about cash. And we're prepared to take people at the door. But we're hoping that everyone goes online and gets that in as soon as possible. And forgive me, I was planning to stay with you all longer, but there's an issue with the phones that I need to go ahead and make sure that that's addressed because we have shows coming up that need a phone to work, like yours. In fact, you all need the phones to work. So let me get off and try to see if we get that going, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you soon. And people who are listening, I hope to see you all tonight.
Thank you, Miyuki.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chip.
Miyuki Williams, Interim General Manager of WPFW. And there's been a long list of managers and other folks that have made the station so popular and so powerful.
Von Martin says he's seen 17 general managers, and Ron, you were one of them.
It was a very honorable and pleasurable experience, and it's a very unique experience because WPFW is such a unique station, and a lot of different personalities, you know. A lot of levels of brilliance out there. I mean, it's just so many, you know, that have contributed to the success of the station, you know, and to its mission.
That's right. And its longevity.
Exactly. Now, so this morning, we want to give you an opportunity to acknowledge, you know, a programmer that's
Phones are down.
Okay, all right. So we're going to try to bring you some calls that, for folks that would like to acknowledge, one of their programmers, one of their favorite programmers, or a programmer, you know, they miss or whatever, okay? For whatever reason, it's all positive. And, you know, 48 years of existence. You know, Chip, when I remember my first volunteer episode at PFW. And it was producing carts, calendars, you know, for the station. Not physical calendars, but audio calendars that we can play on air, you know, listing, you know, different activities in the city and things like that. We had a jazz calendar, we had a public affairs calendar, you know, and that's how I got my start at BFW under Brother Drapinda Manzira. And you had to go back for that. But Brother El Ahmad. And those are just a couple other names. I'm sure you can probably think about more.
I think of the on-air people that I, you know, Bill Wax and Tom, yeah, you know, Captain Fly, you know, it's like,
you know, and Bill, there was a restaurant called the 51 Club, and it's not existent now, but it was right at the corner of Southeast and Southern Avenue. And, you know, it was a neighborhood that was adjacent to a neighborhood where I grew up. Mm. And, you know, so I go in there one day and there's a picture of Bill Wax and Muhammad Ali.
What?
Yeah, you know. They took a picture together. Don't know the context, but that picture stayed on that ledge, you know, forever. So, you know, and that's just, you know, part of the roots of this community, you know, and you know, it was people like, you know, Tom Porter, you know, who nurtured a whole bunch of us, you know, at WPFW in the early years. Damu Smith, Dorothy Healy. There's an endless list.
Right. Bob Daugherty, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right. Bob Daugherty. Yeah. And I'm sure you probably have your favorites as well, or someone that you'd like to acknowledge. Hopefully we'll get the phones up and operational, so that you can do just that. Keep in mind that tonight is the 48th anniversary of the WPFW. And for those who would like to get tickets, it's best that you do so now before noon, because online sales will be halted at noon.
High noon,
okay? Yeah. Let's see, you know, there are going to be a lot of programmers there, people that you might want to meet, people like Candy Shannon and Joni Eisenberg and Craig Williams and Bill Wax, Kamal Harris, Tim Masters. I mean, it's a long list, and it's going to be a very, very nice affair.
Who's who of WPFW?
Exactly. Exactly. And look, I'm dancing. And you know, we have all this other stuff going on that night, a couple of silent auctions and whatnot. If you'd like to, you know, make a bid on what offerings they have, you'll be able to do so. And it's and then you got Dancing with James Funk.
That's it. he was also a programmer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, he and Captain Fly, you know, they've been, you know, joined at the hip forever,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then solo, making our Saturdays that much more special. So, so James Funk is going to be spending some music to get y'all to get up and have some fun, you know. And because, you know, some of us old folks, you know, I mean, we got to get up and move about as much as we can now. You know? And, you know.
Like I says, Doctor says you got to get that circulation going. Got to get
yeah, that's right. Going. You know, I bear witness. You know?
get my cardio in.
There you go. Exactly. And yeah, so that's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, guys. And for those who you know who can make it great, you're gonna have a great, great time. And honoring the history and legacy of this wonderful station called WPFW. Mike, do we have any progress on the phone?
Okay.
All right. But you're going to see people like Vernon Avery Brown and Ida Campbell, you know, the Weekday Blues sister, okay?
Ida C.
Yeah. Kim Bay, you know, Miles Willis. You know, these folks have been with us for a long time. You know, most of our programmers have been with us for a long time. And, you know, and we also have some new folks, you know, that are filtering into the mix, which is necessary, which is absolutely necessary. So you might get to meet some of the new blood, as they say, that's spinning and programming at WPFW. Roach Brown and Marianne be there. Yeah. Holding court, you know. Holding court. Roach Brown. Let's see who else we got. David Whetstone, Candy Shannon. You know, Candy Shannon, you know, I was, you know, many of us are familiar with her career in commercial radio. And it was a real pleasure and honor to have her step into the seat at WPFW as a programmer, making major contributions and keeping that fire, you know, burning, as they say. See, Tony Carr. Tony Carr is a history unto himself. You know, he'll be there and willing to share his history, all right? Good man, good programmer. You know, representing, you know, the Caribbean community and such. It's a, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, we represent different communities.
Right. Yeah. The global world. And, you know, when you look at WPFW, we've got more female programmers than I think any other station out there. I mean, definitely. You know, when you look at the major stations, it's always male voices, but we let the ladies take the mic as well. You know, with shows like Sophie's Parlor and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And look, and these ain't no, you know, these are good, solid, well produced, progressive programming. You know, and they've made tremendous contributions. Black Beige and Brown, Black Beige and Tan, a group that Sister Gambe was a part of,
right,
early in her career.
We don't have the women on just for window dressing. They pull their weight, you know, and then some.
They pull more than their weight.
That's right, and then some.
Excuse me, but I was also thinking about, you know, people like, you know, Papa Wabi, you know, you know, we, like I said, the names, you know, roll off your lips like, you know, hey, like I just saw you yesterday, you know, Nap Turner and the Gator, you know, Bill Monk, you know, these are all, you know, programmers that have left us, Derek Ward. You know, we lose one and somebody steps up. And that's the beauty of the station. Mm-hmm. You know, you can always count on that community involvement to bring somebody else in to carry the torch. All right. So this morning, for Community Watching Comment, we're talking about, you know, the history of the of WPFW, the people that made that history, the people that are making that history. So Miyuki, you back with us?
I'm back with you for a few more minutes. I wanted to make sure you knew about all the different programmers that were going at 10. So I thought that I'd come back and help you on the Zoom for a minute. I have another Zoom at 11:30, so I can't stay long. But okay. I just wanted to let you know that Dave Zirin's going to be there.
Dave Zirin.
As soon as you open. Yeah, he's going to be at the dinner this evening, as well as Guy Middleton from way, way back. He's come back to join us. Tom Porter. Brother Jamil is going to be there. Captain Fly will possibly, if we encourage him, maybe singing along with singing. James. As you know, he does a lot of work with some professional bands. And so he will be singing and he will be crooning and serenading us. He promised. I mean, I don't know for 100%, but he said that he's.
I'm sure Miyuki could talk him into it.
No, you won't have to talk Captain Fly into that.
And then Violetta Diamond will be there. She's one of the people who was actually on the committee to ensure that this thing would happen. And it was through the hard work of a lot of people. And just want to thank Mrs. Joyce Kilgore, who you all had as a guest last week, who ended up being the chair of this event. Katia Stitch, who's up being also production manager of the event. And of course, all the wonderful people who contributed their time and their talent. I mentioned all the other people who were going to be recognized and performing. I neglected to mention Zain Al-Amin, who will be reading poetry, as well as Esther Ivarum. So we've got a top-notch list of people who are being involved with the evening. And we're just looking forward to seeing many people there. Again, we're closing the online ticket availability at noon. And we will work with anybody who comes through, but we would prefer not to have to deal with, you know, cash and that those kinds of things at the event. We want everyone to get checked in and be able to have a good time. And Dave Whetstone, as you mentioned, will be there. I'm sorry?
I got you. Oh, okay. Go ahead, proceed.
And okay, so I know I'm so sorry about the phones. We are, and this is not only an opportunity for us to come together in fellowship. It is also a fundraiser. We had our last drive. We ended early February. Our new drive doesn't start to May. We needed something in between. We said it'd be great if we had a fundraiser and an event to commemorate our 48th year. And so that's what it is. So we appreciate all those who've been able to donate and those who've been able to help. And the money goes right back to the listeners, because things like the phones have to be able to work 100%. Right now, right. The engineers are furiously trying to work to get them back on the line and to aid Chip and Ron to have the listeners call in and do your part. And when these things happen, you're not able to do that. And Chip and Ron are doing the best to keep the show going. But you are such an important part. You, the listener, are such an important part of community chat and comment. And so we apologize for this snafu. We are working on it. But that's where your monies go, to make sure that these kind of things don't happen as frequently. So thank you very much for bearing with us. Chuck and Ron, carry on. Chuck, why do I keep doing that, Chip? I know you so well. I call you Chuck.
Anything with a C. If you start
it's
with
a C-H. Old age or something. Forgive me, but keep on trucking, Ron and Chip. Yeah. And you all are doing great. And we're trying to get the phones up for you, okay?
Yeah. I mean, Miyuki, it's okay. That's what my wife does. Anything with CH.
Okay.
I'm expected to answer anything with a CH.
Okay. Well, I know who you are, Chip. It's just anyway. And it says right here on the screen, Chip Jones. So my mind is flying, but I'll slow down by this evening, I hope. We'll see. Okay, so I'll talk to you all later. Have
okay.
a good one. All
thank
right.
You,
bye-bye.
Thanks for your work. Thanks for your work. When I first started volunteering at PFW, the Bama was still doing his show, mm-hmm. Live, and we had to, I remember meeting him for the first time as a PFW rookie, mm-hmm. and at the time he was in a wheelchair, and we didn't have an elevator operational at sometimes. So I had the honor of just helping him with his wheelchair, getting him upstairs and getting him downstairs, when I was there. And I do mean an honor, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, mean an honor.
Well, you know, the thing about Miyuki not knowing my name, I mean, God, I guess it's been over 10 years. I was on Miyuki's show doing comedy, you know, one Sunday morning. So, I mean, I've known her over a decade. So, I know she knows my name, you know, sometimes.
It's favorable, let's see. But listen, Tony Broad is going to be there tonight also, along with Nikichi Taifa and Joni Eisenberg. You know, we have a house full.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm glad that you know, the people have come out and supported this event. You know, it's a fundraiser for WPFW. And we can't thank you enough, you know, for making this possible. You're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
We're coming with Karen Spellman, you know, from...
Oh, yeah.
from every event I can think of in Washington, D.C., from World Fest to Taste of D.C., the fact that she's, you know, one of the founding members of SNCC, you know, and has supported the station for decades.
Decades. And that's the thing about this thing. All of these folks that are showing up, you know, have supported the station throughout its existence. Okay? Rain or shine. You know, they've always been there. And because they've always realized the value of WPFW. I mean, you know, think about it. You know, a non-commercial people run radio station in Washington, right. D.C.
That's it. The voice of the people.
The voice of the folks. Okay. So once again, ticket sales will cease at noon, online sales.
That's right.
You know, make a phone call. You might be able to secure, you know, what tickets that are left.
Left. Yep. You got 29 minutes. Come on.
Yeah. How about that? 29 minutes. Let's see. Ayanna Gregory is one of the, you know, recipients of the awards, you know, and Joyce Ladner and Vaughn Martin and Gloria Turner. Each one of those folks, you know, have been supremely supportive,
right,
of the station and instrumental in its existence. I mean, talent, blood, sweat, and tears. You know, they've all contributed to this effort. And we couldn't have had a better bunch.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, and the Ladner sisters, you know, also founding members in SNCC, you know, and then Ayanna, you know, she picked up the mantle from her father, you know, Dick Gregory, who we all know and love, all knew and love, you know, as a fledgling.
And a major contributor.
Yeah, I mean, and as a
fledgling. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about
time and effort. Yeah.
Yeah, spirit. You know.
And I was going to say, as a fledgling comedian, you know, he was always open to talk to you and discuss the politics of the day, and he was a warm, kind-hearted person, and I miss him dearly.
Yeah, he embodied everything that PFW stood for or stands for. And, you know, it was an honor to work with him. He was one of our board members back in the day, along with Marion Barry. Mm. Yeah, so it's a lot of history, a lot of water under that bridge. Let's see, who else? I mentioned Damu Smith and Black Voices for Peace. Another, you know, great organization, a great effort. Involving environmental justice. And it was, once again, he had a show and it was powerful. Yeah, I mean, how many shows do you know of on air right now, you know, that involve themselves with environmental justice?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, and I did mention that Nikichi Taifa, she's one of one of our sisters, you know, that have always been there for us. And she can dance. I was getting on it because we had a holiday party about a year ago. And everybody was, I mean, it was like an old house party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, sweat everywhere and everybody was hoofing and dancing. And you know, some of these people you've never seen dance before, you know, but they were cutting that rug, man.
Yeah, well, look at that. Somebody got to see who had the moves.
Yeah. And I've just been informed that Dai Moo's daughter will be at the event tonight. So, yeah, she'll be amongst the stars. And, you know, Dai Moo was a very dedicated father, a very dedicated activist. And, you know, we miss his work. We truly miss his work. All right. So, let's see. The time now is 11:35. You are in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW. Today, we're just going down memory lane. We're celebrating 48th anniversary tonight at Martin's Crosswinds. It's going to be a star-stellar affair. Chip is going to polish his feet.
Polish my feet, yep.
So he'll be decked. Mm-hmm. He'll be ready.
That's right. And,
you know, I one of the things that it was always so encouraging about POW is that, you know, people would rise, you know, as they achieved, you know, into various positions, things like that. You know, we've hired in various positions, you know, have come through the volunteer pool.
Right.
And, you know, that's...
Started answering the phones and getting coffee and stuff like that and wound up running a show.
Okay. And which is a good thing, you know, because, they become familiar with the culture.
Right.
And WPFW is a culture. It's the culture of love and unity. Right.
And also, it also showed their dedication. You know, I mean, it showed that they were here for something, not just for show.
Yeah, how about that? And you know, once again, we can't thank you enough because those 48 years have always been dependent upon your contributions, and we really, really can't thank you enough.
Right.
Standing with the station, you know, through the decades, through the good times and sometimes bad times, you know, but you've always been there for us. And tonight you deserve a round of applause. Everybody that's going to be there deserves a round of applause for that support, for that love they've shown the station. I must say that, you know, it's kind of unique within the network because the other stations in the network don't have these type of activities, you know, and don't have such a large volunteer base,
right?
So we're unique in that regard, you know, to the Pacifica network, but it also gives us the opportunity to do things our way, And so far we've been successful at that.
It works.
Yeah. So Chip, you gonna get out there and do that step
cut,
you got?
Cut man? The yeah. Do the Fred Flintstone with my bare feet. With my bare feet.
Yeah, and our engineer Mike's gonna be there. This will be a good chance to meet Mike. You know, see who that voice is, you know, chirping in our ear on Friday mornings. Yes, sir. So it's going to be a lot of
He's busy now trying to get us the phones.
Yeah, fellas, I'm working hard to try to get these phones together.
Well, you know, I know you're doing your best. That's all we do. And but it's all right. We'll get it straight. And keep it moving, as they say.
That's right. Keep it moving. Speaking of phones, I saw this article about the last public pay phones are going out of existence in California. So people are being allowed to make free calls on these pay phones. And actually, there's a line you can call to leave a message for posterity on the last public phones.
Excuse me. Let me understand this. Now, they're rewiring these phones so people can use phone booths.
No, they're the last ones that haven't been removed. You know, they actually were existing phones, but they're going away. So, I know it's amazing because I can't think of any place here in D.C. that I can think of that has pay phones. Not even, you know, the airports or the train stations. I don't know, in New York, I thought they got rid of their last ones, you know, 5 years ago. But apparently, this place in California still has some phones.
So we got a couple of dinosaurs out there.
I know. So it's like,
yeah, that is interesting.
So if you had change, you could make a call. I mean, that's the other thing, is I don't know many people carry change around anymore. You know, so.
And see, that sounds like a Twilight Zone.
I looked it up. They said there's about a few payphones left in D.C.
Hey, you put a quarter in there, you get a call to someplace.
One in Mount Pleasant.
Back in time, right.
Adams Morgan as well.
You should write that up, yeah.
Oh, man.
Phone call of the past.
Phone calls from the past. You know, sometimes, you know, when our music programmers, which have held it down for us on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
That has always been one of our most popular parts of our grid for its own reasons, you know, and it's amazing how, you know, how people respond to the culture, the R&B, the funk, the jazz, the old school, you know.
The islands. Come on, man.
Yeah absolutely.
Nowhere else you really listen to the Caribbean stuff, you know, but here on WPFW.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact, yeah.
It's a fact, you know. So, you know, and you know what? And it's the listeners' versatility that, you know, I've always had an appreciation for. Our folks, you know, will open their minds, you know, and spirits of all types of art forms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why these shows are so popular. It's not just, you know, people from the neighborhood that are listening to these old school songs. You got people that are, you know, listening from out in Alexandria.
Right.
Every major jurisdiction out here. Every jurisdiction has its own flavor.
They're willing to expose themselves to it and to learn about it and to love it. Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm. I remember as program director, we started a program on, we had a program doing Zydeco, Texas Fred, you know? And it was at, you know, in the early days, it was an experiment. And, you know, and people loved it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's been around with us, you know, since then, you know? You know, where else?
That's right. Zydeco always got me in trouble because that's, you know, I associate that with New Orleans. And growing up in Memphis is about an 8-hour drive from New Orleans. And, you know, when you're a freshman in college and you may be partying too much with some people and last thing you remember before you pass out is somebody go, hey, we should go to New Orleans. And then you wake up in New Orleans. You're like, man, I'm going to miss that test.
You were real choked up about that, right?
That's right. Because we're going to stay for a day or so.
And, you know, PFW also does the, we do the hard work, the unpleasant work. I remember, you know, the March for Women's Lives. Okay. I remember, you know, the march for, you know, for Native Americans and such. You know, we've been there when they opened the National Museum of American History, Indian history, American Indigenous history. They had a nice parade and ceremonies, and you know, PFW was there. And we've been at a lot of these events, most of these events. You know,
and we'll be doing it again, you know, with this administration. We'll be fighting for to keep it open, you know, to keep it salient, to keep it true to its mission statement.
And that's the key, staying true to that mission statement, you know. And you know, it's like I say, it's a labor of love, but it's also, we got to do the hard stuff, you know, because like I said, when Katrina occurred, you know, it was a disaster, you know, a human-made disaster. And, you know, we went on a special broadcast, you know, to talk about the issues like that. We had an author by the name of Naomi Klein, who, pardon me, who went to the great lengths of writing the book Shock Doctrine. You know, about how, you know, governments and businesses, you know, conspire to take over properties because they didn't want people to come back to New Orleans.
Right. They wanted to grab that land, grab that wealth, you know.
And, you know, it's, once again, very distasteful, ugly thing to talk about, but, you know, folks deserve to know what's going on out there. That was the only thing that stopped, you know, a lot of that.
Land grab.
Yeah, the land grab. Exactly. Exactly. You know, the story of gentrification, even in D.C. and the metro area. Mm-hmm. You know, these are stories that, you know, we've been compelled to cover because it's reality. You know, it's sometimes it's unpleasant, but once again, we have a mission, and you know, sometimes we have to bring you unpleasant news, as well as good stuff.
But you know, the difference I find with WPFW, with news like that, is that we don't cover it like the general media does it. They cover it as if it's a fact and it's a done deal. And we cover it in a way that says, you know, we can stop this, that we can bind together and there are alternatives and we can pull together and change the tide, that we are arbiters for our own future. And that's why this station is so important to me, is that it's not just a station that tells you what is, but it tells you what can be.
Yes. And that's why it's going to be so much fun tonight to be amongst folks that understand that and are willing to support that, because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. And so you guys coming out tonight, you know, you deserve, once again, a serious round of applause for being there for us, being there for yourselves, you know, because, you know, we're living in some interesting times. and to have, you know, a dedicated base like that means everything to this station. So once again, I want to thank all you folks that have purchased tickets that are coming out tonight, and those who purchased tickets who aren't coming. you know, say, yeah, I just want to contribute. Thank you very, very, very much.
Much.
Indeed. What kind of outfit you gonna wear tonight, Chip? I mean, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Something strapless, you know. I'm thinking maybe.
Oh no, that's too much information.
I'm thinking maybe I'll go flats instead of heels.
Strapless, man. You see a naked big man in the corner over there, you know, with looking like Frederick Douglass. That'll be Chip. Yeah. All right. You know, I remember also when I first started listening to PFW and volunteering that, you know, and you know, met people like Nat Turner. I used to love his simple stories. They were always quite entertaining. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there remember those too. But yeah, that's, once again, that's part of our archives.
That's it.
Archives.
But they also left you with an inner truth at the end of it, right? A peep into the human experience.
It was truly, truly marvelous, truly remarkable. Same thing with the skier. Mm-hmm. Sia Muhammad and his poetry and prose, you know, just nuggets of wisdom, you know, nuggets of wisdom. And it's all free coming across the airways of WPFW. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thanks to y'all. So pat yourselves on the back, folks. And then break out and do that dance tonight. Yeah. Do that dance.
Let the funk get you.
Yeah, exactly. Let the funk be amongst us, okay? Yeah. All right, well, listen. Unfortunately, we did not get a chance to talk to you folks today because of a technical issue with our phones. The staff was going to work on that. So I just want to say, and Chip wants to say also, looking forward to seeing so many of you guys tonight, you know? Looking forward. And next week, hopefully, we'll be back.
Back on the phones?
With some information for you. You know, we'll share more about that later. But the key thing right now is thank you. This is, you know, if me and Chip have to stay on here 24 hours a day, you know, well, I'm sorry, Chip, I forgot. but that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
You deserve nothing less.
Yeah, Ron, you have to cover at least 1 hour by yourself while I go to Popeyes, remember?
No, man. We're stopping at 5 hours. Taking care of your health, man.
That's it.
Look, you're being there with all them health practitioners tonight. You know, don't put on that Popeye shirt. we got some, and look, that's another thing, too. We got some serious health practitioners, you know, that share our airwaves, that give us, with alternatives,
right? Wisdom,
you know, and that's a very valuable service to our community, you know. And I can tell you what to do, but it tell you what to consider. Yeah. Consider your options. These pills and pharmaceuticals, you know. Yeah, we all know that story,
right? There's a better natural way.
Gee. All right, well, Mike, we're gonna go ahead and roll out, man. I know he's back there trying to get these phones working.
That's right.
And that's a dedicated steward. No problem, man. We did what we came to do, and we wanted to talk about PFW's history in this event tonight. And it sounds like it's going to be well attended. And anything we can help in that regard, you know, we're all for it. So that's what we do here at the W. All right, Mike. Well, look, man, you have a good time out there tonight. You deserve it too, man, because you work hard.
Thank you, sir.
You know, being on those boards and consistently like that, and dealing with the tribbles.
Yep, yep. I'll see you tonight, Chip.
I'll see you, Mike. I'll be there.
All righty.
Lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters.
My Body, My Festival 2025, DC's only abortion access music festival, is coming May 16th and 17th. Presented by the DC Abortion Fund and Burger Sounds, My Body, My Festival will take place at the Black Cat and Union Stage, featuring local artists across genres, including Alex Vaughn, Carly Harvey, Cicely, Taisha Estrada, B. Steadwell, Zoe Jorgensen, and more. My Body, My Festival is a celebration of our city and ensuring abortion care is available to all who need it. Details at mybodymyfestival.com.
In commemoration of International Jazz Day, Friends of the Congo, Africa World Now Project, WPFW, and the Institute of Musical Traditions presents an evening examining jazz, espionage, and colonialism in Africa with a free screening of Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat on Wednesday, April 30, 6:30 p.m. at Seekers Church, 276 Carroll Street Northwest, steps away from the Tacoma Park Metro. The evening concludes with a panel discussion. Seating is limited, so registration is required. Details at Eventbrite and then searching Friends of the Congo. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW presents Still We Rise, our 48th anniversary celebration on Friday, April 25th, 7 to 11 p.m. at Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt. Entertainment includes Navasha Deya and more. That's Still We Rise, WPFW's 48th anniversary celebration. Details at WPFWFM.org.
To get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
WPFW commemorates the birthday of James Joseph Brown on May 3rd from 7 a.m. to midnight. Revolution of the Mind, Unpacking the Genius and Torment of James Brown, will feature his music, delve into his complicated and tumultuous family history and sometimes troubling behavior, and celebrate his artistic, entrepreneurial, and activist legacy, including James's live performances in Ghana, Zambia, and Zaire, present-day DRC. That's Revolution of the Mind, Unpacking the Genius and Torment of James Brown, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 a.m. to midnight on WPFW, Building a Better World, one broadcast at a time. Full schedule found on WPFWFM.org.
WPFW has been a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture for 48 years. Our spring membership drive begins with a special celebration of James Brown's birthday, May 3rd, and closes with a centennial birthday celebration of Malcolm X on May 19th. Two pillars of music and message. Your financial sustenance is needed more than ever to continue this type of programming. As a new listener or current member, this is your opportunity to contribute to the growth of an institution that stands resolute against both gross injustice and repression and the mass erasure of history and culture by amplifying the voices of scholars, artists, and activists whose work centers the humanity of all people. That's 48 years of being a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture, May 3rd through the 19th. WPFW works daily to build the world we want to inhabit by building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Muiza Muntali, host of Africa Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.